Hello, Didi, welcome. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the Inner Space public event. We do once a month on a Sunday with one of our senior meditators from across the world. Sister Sudesh, or Sudesh Didi as we like to call her, has been meditating for over 60 years. She's, as an individual, her approach is collaborative. It is affirming and it is inspiring. She always leads with an open heart, which is unique in many, many leaders. Sudesh Didi has been meditating for over 60 years. She was first mentored by the founder and our first administrative head. Since coming abroad to England, she's traveled widely to roughly 100 countries, from my understanding. Currently based in Germany as the director of the Brahma Kumaris in Europe, she still travels widely. And as one of the most senior meditators within the organization, Sister Sudesh is joining us from our headquarters in Mount Abu, where she's running advanced retreats for senior meditators within the organization. So I'm going to invite you all to enjoy Sudesh Didi. All your questions, if you would put them on the question and answer link, we'll be able to put those to Sudesh Didi as she shares at the end. Thank you very much. Didi, over to you.
Om Shanti and good morning. From you still it is good morning, and for me in India it's good afternoon. And so I would say good day, good morning, good evening, and good life. Because life is to experience goodness of our life, goodness of nature, and goodness of each other. The beauty of goodness is to love each other. The love, good feeling of love, is to understand each other. And goodness of understanding is to communicate with each other. And goodness of communication is to trust each other. And goodness of trust each other is that no matter whatever circumstances are, whatever someone is speaking and creating doubt or some kind of gossip here and there, now you understand that you have to be careful that you trust each other and just link and connect with each other the original relationship which had created trust, which brought us each together with each other. And what was it? That was to know each other with innocence, seeing good in each other. And when you love something, when something is good, what is the first thing? What first comes in your mind? Before you express, "I love it," your heart says, "I like it." And it starts with liking. And what you like it, what it is your attitude at that time? What is the honest feeling within you? Without speaking, in silence, first your attitude, your vision, your intellect says, without saying, your eyes speak and you appreciate it, isn't it? So the first step of unconditional love, pure love for the self as well as for others. There was no condition, in every condition, at every situation. What is goodness in you? You love it. And what you love, you like that it should live. It should not live for short time. It live for long, long, long time. And it's interesting. I am sure that this kind of expression, in one way or another, in different words, would be expressed in the West as well. That you live years and years to live for eternity. It should exist forever. And when we love each other, in good wishes, we say, I pray that even my lifetime is given to you. It means you want to donate what you have earned in your own life. You wanted to give it, care it, that other person also receives that what you have received. There is no condition in it. It is just the heart speaking happily. And so, before we love others, what's important? You love yourself. I should love myself. And what is the meaning of I love myself? Shall I hug myself and I just appreciate myself in this way, in a physical way? Love. What is love? It's care, concern, good wishes, protection, support, encouragement, appreciation, making the person, generating this energy that it will always grow, miss hope in it, and some kind of surety, security, strength. So love is actually a diamond which has many facets in it, of it. And so, as the diamond merchant has a vision to recognize the value of the diamond and then is sure about that, because he recognizes and is sure, then no matter how much someone says, no, this is not a true diamond. So the diamond merchant would not doubt in his own diamond if honestly, with a very clear consciousness and with a clear understanding, recognition, discrimination between pure and impure, very minute testing instrument to see that really there is not a flaw in it, not a stain in it. And then no matter 100 people come and say, or everyone perhaps in the state says, oh no, this is not a true diamond. Would you doubt? In your diamond. And you don't need to prove either, because reality truth does not need to be proved. Real is real. Yes, when something in real is mixed, then you try to give another title of it, very pure, very good. But when good is good, you don't have to give extra, what is called extra title in it, or extra some kind of affix in it. It's there, it's true, it's true. And so true love, pure love, is known as selfless love. Interesting, isn't it? Love for the self, unconditional love. And here I'm speaking about true love is selfless love. Love for the self and selfless love. Let us go a little bit deep in it. It's self when it is satisfied, is sure, doesn't become beggar. Love never begs anything. Love gives and gives. In the same way, when you, and you can give only when you have. And it is not that I want from someone for myself. The quality of a seed, taste of a fruit, beauty of a flower, fragrance of the rose. It is the seed contains everything. The plant contains in it. And it is able to radiate, vibrate, share with others without thinking that I should keep something for myself. The moment I think I should keep something myself, it means I'm not sure. I have a doubt in myself that I will become empty by giving. But love is give, give, give. And the more you give, it multiplies. It is, you are in fact watering the plant with the right quality of water, in the right environment, in self-consciousness, in soul consciousness, without any selfish desire. That is what I mean, without any selfish motive. That is called selfless love, unconditional love. It's not that I give love only because when you love me. I give you love only when you appreciate it. I give love only when you speak about and sing my praise. No. Love itself is full. It's complete. Because it is not anything material. What is love? What is love? Have a moment and think about it. What is true love? Where it is coming from? What did you remember at this moment? Might be someone remembered their childhood. Oh, my mama loved me so much. Someone would have loved, oh, my daddy loved me so much. Sometime you remember your school days. Your teacher loved you so much. Or you remember your family and friends, they loved you so much. But in fact, love begets love. You have this quality in you. And as this quality of love is you, as a natural quality of the living energy of the soul, of you, a pure being, an eternal being. And so that is actually connected with the quality of other. For example, when you see a little baby, I have experienced this many times. I'm sure you would have also experienced. When you are, for example, you are going in the supermarket or you are traveling and you are just about to sit in plane, next to you, before you, or next seat, a little baby is there. Or you see a baby in a pram with a mother. Your eye just meets the eyes of a little innocent baby. What happens? You talk with a baby with so much love. You look at the child, and the child wants to communicate with you, talk to you, and plays hide and seek game because it is his love. It blossoms his inner pure energy, is experiencing his love, and you are experiencing your innocence, your innocent purity of going without caste, color, age, country, religion. You don't think the parents will perhaps not like it. At that time you forget, you go beyond this. There are no barriers. And this is what it is. When pure love is there, it's unconditional love. So purity is the mother of pure love. Innocence becomes a method, a magnetic energy that connects this innocence with that innocence of your heart. The moment this consciousness of age, position, authority, power, that all these things come in the mind, what is happening? Instead of giving, you begin to expect from others. And these expectations, it becomes a barrier. Expectations are never fulfilled. And also, then you begin to compare. It becomes like a not a sharing. Actually, you want your share. You become aware of, instead of sharing, you think of what I'm giving, what I'm receiving in return. The quality of giving and receiving is tainted. Instead of love, selfless love, freedom, it becomes a bondage. And that love, it doesn't bind, in fact, it traps. But pure love is unconditional love. It brings freedom in you. Because it's a quality of the free energy, the soul, in its own pure consciousness of real power, it's not in a bondage. But the moment this I with big I, instead of selfless, it becomes selfish, alone. I with capital wants to be alone and want to be always big. But I am. And when I is small, in English, interesting way of writing I in English writing is a tiny dot on it. So when I, the soul, am a pure energy, a tiny point of light, this atom is atom. It radiates out that energy, transforms, purifies. And the moment it becomes I, big I, you can see wants to wear a crown on it first. And its small I want to be a dot, becomes a seed. And so when I am aware that I, the soul, a tiny point of light, a living pure energy, is a seed, it has a lot, a dot has a lot in it. A seed contains a tree in it. A tree contains many, many, many fruits of the same quality. And has no competition, has no jealousy, has no expectations. Has ever a tree, a seed, has any kind of feeling that more attention is being given on the fruit which I have created? Everyone's vision goes up on the tree, but the seed is deep there. And so when I am within my own being, introspection, inner inspection, and saying myself, what is in me, in my original self? So you are full within, peaceful, loveful, powerful, blissful. And this fullness has a complete, in its complete sense, contentment. But it contains everything. Love, respect, appreciation. So you don't actually lose anything when you are just in soul conscious, tiny point of light. Its inner light is love. And there's no possessiveness in it. The moment my comes in, possessiveness comes in it. And the love becomes conditional. For example, when your children are growing up, condition becomes. You try to put some rules and laws and regulations to control them. And here the condition becomes. It's good to teach them, but my comes, then expectations comes. and expectations are not fulfilled, then criticism comes. Then comparison comes with one children, with the other children, with other child. And so this love is not a comparison question. And so it is pure love which was the flow of the energy. Now what has become? This flow has actually mixed a little bit of dust in it. A little bit of, just like a clean water. And you put little bit of dust. It's not that flow. It's not healthy anymore. So that love you were giving is not actually making them happy anymore. Because at the same time, love is there, but my moment comes begin more and more possessiveness and attachment increases. And flow of the energy becomes slow. Joy decreases. Of course, it's very important. Appreciation, the quality of the appreciation. To let this good relationship with each other, within the family, because when love is there, you like it, you appreciate it. And so appreciate what is your qualities are in you, and appreciate the qualities of others as well. But don't wait that others should appreciate you. Because then your love and respect is based on this. That other appreciate or not, you just trust, but not with ego. Trust in yourself. And also trust in others. To have trust in others. And they feel you trustworthy. They know that you have trust in others. Your hope is for others, and your hope is for your own self. The love actually blossoms like the fragrant flowers. Energy flows in unlimited. Your heart happy comes with great joy like the ocean waves. And so what is true love? Love has four letters in English. L-O-V-E. Love. And this love, which is the energy, it is not the love stump temporary things that, oh, I love a cup of tea. My cup of tea is finished, my love finished. Oh, I love this sofa. I love my car. I love this. I'm not speaking about the love of what is the things are perishable. I'm speaking about the love which I love, and love will remain forever, even the things I let go. Only when I let go, the love will remain. The moment I become possessive, it means gradually they are going away, creating fear in me of losing them. And pure love you don't lose, because you have created an eternal energy there in it. And for you as a soul, with your own qualities, with your own life, you love. But let go of expectations. Let go. If people appreciate you, defame you, respect you, or not respect you, let go. Let there be light in, and let go of anything that you expect from others. The second letter in love is O. Open your heart. Even those who perhaps appreciate you, or not appreciate you, but better those who defame you. Look at for them and open your heart to understand them. Their expectations are not to defame you. Their expectations are because they know that you have the capacity. You have that speciality. If there is a tree of a particular fruit, you naturally, your vision, this is, you expect when this fruit is going to grow, because that is, that tree has the potential. And that's why you wait for that tree, you wait for the season, you wait, you appreciate, oh, the mangoes here, nowadays it's a season of mangoes. And I saw them growing from the flowers. Many flowers fell down, but in abundance still many small mangoes, then little bit bigger mangoes. And when they were small, little bit air came and these small mangoes fell down. I say, why are they so lovely? But they had not connected themselves with that tree. And as they become stronger, then wind blow or whatever, they remain strong. Every day in the early morning, I went for a walk in our own ground, that in our university is a big campus. Many trees are there of mangoes tree. And I saw them in the season growing. The stronger you become, the longer you stay, the sweetness you receive. So whenever we went to say, when they are going to, why I'm appreciating this, that all day, every time going, whoever went with me, very soon they will become yellow. Very soon they will become very sweet, because that tree is of a mango tree. We are not expecting from that tree bananas, no. We are expecting mangoes. So in the same way, when there is a relationship, even expectations are there. Don't feel heaviness. They have a hope in you, actually. They have vision for you. And so your attitude is good. Your love remains. So become detached from expectations and become detached from appreciation. But certainly have hope and appreciation in yourself, appreciation of your own goodness in others, and appreciation others, and love will continue to flow, and your vision will become very elevated. You will respect them. Okay? And hope and vision is elevated, soul conscious vision. Speciality is vision. A diamond is a diamond. It's a very tiny, but it's valuable. Just have the vision of their value. Just the vision, have their goodness in you. And exchange that vision with each other. Express that pure feeling for your children, for yourself, for each other, for what you want to do. That is love. L-O-V-E. This love then becomes a very powerful energy which gives life in others. That is, love is life. This love brings new consciousness, and that is the love, a value in life, beauty in life. When you love someone, you want to see it beautiful, you want to see it healthy, you want to see it happy, you want to see them flourishing. Including yourself, including your children, your family, your companion, and also you love that what their business is there, whatever they're connected with, you want to sustain them. And so maintain the selfless love means from this my consciousness, free from my consciousness. But, and also I consciousness, but I am a soul and my pure qualities are connected with the ocean of love, unlimited. And the Supreme Soul is the unlimited, the ocean of love. There's no discrimination in the ocean. Wherever you just go, you have the same unlimited consciousness, swim anywhere, any part of the ocean. Anyone can swim there. The ocean does not have discrimination. And so there's depth, there's joy. Okay? So I finish it now with the silence of maintaining the consciousness that I, the soul, am child of the ocean of love, unlimited, deep, purifying, selfless. Just sit relaxed wherever you are. Focus your energy and your true self. You are just a dot, an eternal being of light and love, purity and peace. And the center of your forehead. Om. I am. A pure and peaceful soul. I am. Eternal energy of pure love. This love is filled with faith in the self. Trust in itself. Fearless of losing anything at all. As I am an eternal energy which lives forever, immortal. So the value of love, the quality of love, it's a shining quality like diamond. Flawless diamond, free from pollution, diamond love, valuable, I love this value in me. I like it. I accept and appreciate the quality in love, quality of love. In all human beings, I am as I'm conscious in my soul quality of the self of peace. I'm connected with the Supreme Being, the ocean of love. The ocean of peace. The ocean of purity. This is a magnetic energy of love. I dive deep ocean of love. This love purifies me, uplifts me. This is motherly love. Unconditional love. Pure love. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Didi.
Thank you.
There's a few questions that have already started to come in, and they're all very heartfelt. So the very first question that came in was...
Anyone wants to ask any questions, most welcome to answer.
Thank you. So the first question is, if you spent your life pushing other people away and thinking that they don't love you, but now have come to understand that they did love you, but now it's a bit late because they're staying away from you. How do you start loving yourself and showing love from such a dark, lonely, dry place?
First thing is to realize that I was dependent on love of human beings. If someone is thinking that somebody was pushing than me away, it means I had become a burden or I expected too much. And I have to check whether did I remain myself as myself, that I am full, and I let other person remain full and free. When this awareness is there, then it is just like you are flying with your own wings. Sometimes what happens, we want to fly with glove, riding on the wings of others. Others appreciate you, other and to respect you, other give wo apne aap pad lenge humko. So other appreciate, others uplift you, other cooperate you. It means that I have brought myself down from my own self-respect. And so this is a time now that I have to stay in my self-respect. Let me see what are qualities within me. It's time to explore your own qualities in you. And then automatically that qualities will come back to you, because then this quality attracts the qualities. The moment we become dependent on others, our heaviness takes away the lightness of others as well. Both birds are flying with their own wings. And then empowerment is for each other, freedom is for each other, and encouragement is also for each other. Not to think it's a dark time, it's a time for myself to observe myself and reserved quality with this is that in me is going to bring again that season of shining beautiful star of self hope instead of star. I would say the summer is starting and the sun is rising, and this bulb, no, it was for some time under the snow, but potential is not gone. Potential is still there. And so maintain self-respect and you see how automatically, not with expectations, just stay in self-respect, and that this sun of hope in yourself, not dependency on others, then this freedom will automatically create the qualities in others. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
The next question is, how does one experience pure love in relationships of give and take, which is part of daily life? Is it possible that someone may take advantage of you giving? And if so, where does unconditional love with others stand? Do you just keep giving? And if so, in your experience, what does that take in the relationship?
Sometimes when we think of unconditional, we think it is giving the physical support of giving them time, do their work for them, their work that they themselves have to do, take their pressure on the self. That is in fact not selfless love or unconditional love. This kind of love makes them people dependent, and we become heavy because we are able to take what they have to learn to do for themselves. And this is happens in the family, with the children, with husband, with others, those who are working with me at the job, whatever I have to do and they have to do. I think I love them and I give them freedom and I make them free. Then they take advantage of that. And if I teach my children from the childhood, I do work for them, but they have to become independent for themselves and let them do their job for themselves. But this is our, we think it's love. I just give the everyday activity of heaviness of the parents. I'm giving, sharing that kind of example. That even the children are grown up. They have plenty of time. They can spend the time with friends many hours. But because I'm mother and I love my son and I love my daughter, so let her enjoy her life. And I wash her clothes and iron for them, and then they become dependent. And I don't have any time anymore. And they think my mother does not love me. Love is not to make them dependent and not to take the heaviness, the work that they have to do. It becomes a bondage. And that bondage is not considered love. Love is freedom. And so people take the advantage only when you give them more what you're supposed to give. And in this aspect, again, make it very clear, I do whatever I can do. Please also, love does not mean that you take advantage of my love, but love is inner from the heart, and that I still love you. And I would love you more when you do the things which you can now do certain things for me with joy and with pleasure, with a right. And so teaching them the balance of rights and responsibility, then they can swing in the swing of happiness, and love remains for a long time, and also respect for each other.
That was very practical. Thanks, Didi. The next question, what you speak of is very nice, but it seems so high. How do I start practicing love without condition as you do? What would be the first few steps practically?
Beautiful question. I love this question very much. In fact, because the quality of love is very high quality. It is the highest quality of the soul, which is able to uplift others, support others, cooperate each others, dependent on each other. Certain qualities are independent on your own self. But in fact, love is which grows in the garden of the support of each other. Because, and this is why it's on one way, it's very high, but on the other way, it's on a very ground level, on a very limited aspect of this. Because power, something is very high that can work from a high level, from above. But love is actually, it's a caring and sharing. So starting just with pure thoughts, pure feelings, and not to worry. The why it becomes difficult, we begin to worry, and then our love becomes tied with worries. Pure love, just start whatever you love. Don't worry about anything, about the problems, about their sickness, about their habits, and about my own habits as well, about my own dependency as well. Just maintaining, I'm capable. Others are also capable. I love the strength within myself, and I appreciate the strength in others. So what is the method? Because the fact is, anyway, if I have to start, I have to have a vision of high level and start on a very ground level. A seed, when it grows, it has to be put in the ground. A tree, it grows high, but it has to be planted in the soil. So, okay, start with a very ordinary way. I love them. I love my children. I love my husband. I love my job. But what I love is the quality in them, the reality in them. And what is reality in me and them is the self, the true energy, the soul. So start looking them a very loving soul, a very loving person, a very loving being, a very special being. Let this appreciation come in your heart. And then what happens, then one magical thing grows in it, that more you love, the more you become less worried about it, because the energy empowers others. And they let you be free, so that you are not worrying, but your vibrations are reaching. this creates relationship. Worry creates bondage. Again, it's a very high level, but I am telling you the technique. I'm telling you the subtlety of the how this power of love works. How does God's power love? We say, God, love me. Oh God, we have love for God. If we don't give anything physical to him, he's not physical. And we want love. We express our love and we do receive power in the same way. When we love God in a very subtle way and we receive power in a gross way, we also start to love each other in subtle way of the pure consciousness of the soul. So start, see yourself a soul, a loving being in the center of the soul, and see your things also, loving things. This is loving, this is good. Goodness in you, goodness in your children, goodness in your husband, good your friend, everything in good. And that begins with the first quality on first level.
I think you've answered the next question, but in case you want to add anything, I will ask again. Are we really capable of possessing this pure love?
It's in us. Only we need to water it. Because that love is such a pure energy that we are gone. For example, I die tomorrow. Whatever is in me, that people will remember. And what they love, not my body, not Sudesh, but they will love what they have received from me as a soul. And so the love, the goodness of the things remains even the person has gone. So it means the physical body is gone, but the soul had that quality. And if you see yourself a soul, then you will see that you are free from the influence and you are full with your own qualities. And you possess this quality, you maintain that, you contain that qualities in you. They are in you, but you need to water it every day. I'm a loving soul. I'm a pure soul. I'm a powerful soul. I'm a merciful soul. I'm a blissful soul. I'm a benevolent soul. Appreciate yourself. And you see the garden growing in your garden of your heart, in your consciousness.
Thank you, Didi. And this is the final question because I know we're out of time. I'm 39, not in a relationship, but would like to be. Looking back, I focused on education and career, and it was a safe way to avoid rejection. How do I approach relationships and love without getting caught up in fear of rejection and anxiety about fertility?
Okay. See that I just take you, my sister, with great love towards the fertility and the power. My sweet angel sister, you have spent your time in education and you have actually received inner strength in you of being capable of first independent, supporting your own self, and appreciate that you had the courage, you had confidence in yourself to remain free, being pulled by the temporary love, I would say, temporary support, temporary possessiveness or of position or expectations. Now, if you meditate for a few days, try yourself, and then a different kind of creativity will emerge in you, which is the power and fertility of the soul, which give you satisfaction inside. And then instead of energy focusing on the limited thing, it will shift to the unlimited. And satisfaction will be so much And then you see what the next step comes. So just appreciate the courage you had, the confidence you had, freedom you maintain yourself. It means you have the quality of an angel. Keep these wings free at the moment for a few months more and try to meditate and learn meditation. And then your first relationship with your own power of creativity will come. Then your relationship with the Supreme Being will come. And then you see what is the level of fertility of some different kind of very celestial energy emerges in you. Try this for, keep maybe perhaps connect it with the center there, or Aarti can guide you how to approach your inner specialities once again and connect with the extraordinary power. Yes.
Thank you very much, Sudesh Didi. I know we caught you between two sessions and we're very grateful that you made the time. Many, many people are sending their thanks and appreciation for the talk that you've shared today with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much, Didi. And thank everybody else for joining us this morning.